As part of the WILO Clinton County Chamber of Commerce, leading with 2020 Vision, we say good morning to Dr. Jim Hanna.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you today?
Really good.
Doing good.
How are you doing up there in the Northlands?
I'm fine, Ken, but let me point something out. We haven't lost a football game yet.
I know.
So you know.
Of course, you got to schedule them and quit playing some of these teams like Igloo Institute and all those. I had to give you a hard time about that.
No problem.
First of all, your reaction to the governor going to stage five, what does that do for you guys, and what does that change for you guys?
Well, I haven't seen his executive order yet, so I really don't know at this point. I know we've got 2 or 3 weeks, and I basically taken we'll look at what's going on here. We're very pleased with our status right now. It seems like, you know, over the weekend, we tend to go up a little bit, and then it balances out through the week. But our numbers are running really, really good as far as COVID goes. So we've had other sicknesses, but we still only had, knock wood, those two cases. One was even before school started, and the one was shortly thereafter. But it didn't require the contact tracing because of the time frame. So we've done well.
I take it the biggest fear, though, is that if we go ahead and start this within a month or 6 weeks, the fear is that we're going to get a little careless and have to go backwards. That's something we don't want to do.
Exactly. And that, you know, you're getting ready for the winter, colder season, cold and flu season. And then everything else, you know, you went from outdoor athletics to indoor, from football to basketball. So that is the concern of, okay, how are you going to handle the crowds that you have? I mean, we've already talked, my athletic director and I, where we have the doubleheaders, the boys and girls. I think the conference has kind of talked about, well, we might not be able to do that because of the size of the crowd. So I'm looking to get with the health department and have some discussion about how not only Rossville's going to handle it, but we want to do this countywide because of the whole county concern.
Is there something out there that you would like to see either continue or be done that May is kind of on the fringe of things right now?
Well, we've gone back and forth on whether siblings should be out or not. That's always been a concern of mine, just because if they don't have symptoms, you know, they've been out. I think now was the point where maybe the siblings aren't out. I don't follow the day-to-day. My nurse does that. So she's up to speed on that. So that's probably my biggest concern. And that caused I won't say a huge number, but an increased number to be out. That if I've got a first grader, for example, and they've got a middle school student, then that middle school student was going home as well. And that's what's concerning is, do I really need to send those other students home because they're in the same household?
One thing I did want to bring up, and this is not COVID related, is the fact you sent us down that article about the buses, which I appreciate very much. But you've gone to illuminated bus signals now for your buses.
Well, we are a pilot program. We're one of a total of three in the state of Indiana. And what it is, there's two products that one's in development. It should be out the first quarter of next year, and that's a fully illuminated stop arm. So the stop sign that comes out the side, instead of just the strobe lights, the whole stop sign would be illuminated. And what we did put in, and I've got a bus that's out there as a pilot right now, is where the school bus sign is above the top, above the windshield and in the back, above the emergency doors, it's fully illuminated. And you can see that thing for, I would say, a half mile away when the sun's coming up in the morning. So it really stands out. There's no reason, and I sent you a picture too.
Right.
There's no reason that you can't tell that it's a school bus, and especially that's without the warning lights on. And then you add this sign with the red warning lights, and then our buses at Rossville, we have wigwag headlights, so they're flashing as well. So, you know, it's pretty obvious it's a school bus, and it's pretty obvious you need to stop.
How much more of a cost will it be to get everything that way?
Well, I don't know yet because we're a pilot, so I'm sure I got a discount. And Ken, you know me, I'm going to get a discount if I can.
Oh, I know that.
So I currently have one bus, and I'm waiting That's a Type C bus, a regular conventional type bus. The Type D's, which is the rear engine pusher bus, that's currently in production. So I'm expecting that toward the later end of the year, and we've got a bus that's going to be installed with that one as well. So we're going to see how well it works. I can tell you right now, Ken, it's not 100%, because the day after we had it installed, we had a stop arm violator. So they have to look up from their phones.
Yep.
When they're traveling down the road.
Or eating breakfast or whatever the heck they're doing.
Exactly. Reading the paper, makeup, whatever.
Yeah.
They still have to pay attention, but it also adds a little bit extra.
And also, it should make it a little bit easier, you know, with the fact that you guys have cameras on your stop arms as well. The fact that it should make it a little easier to help, you know, prosecute a little bit.
Yes, it has. Matter of fact, we have a hearing scheduled for today. And I looked over the material that we sent them, because it's the still photo. We still have the video of it. Plus, our officer travels behind the buses. He pick a bus a day and travel behind that bus. On this case, the officer caught him, pulled him over. So you've got the officer's eyewitness testimony. You've got the video to support it, and you've got the still pictures to support it. So, usually all the other cases we've ever had, it's gone to that point. They share the picture with the driver and the driver says, I'm guilty. And it doesn't go any further because those stop arm cameras really zoom in on the license plate and, it's really obvious that you've got the right vehicle.
Okay. Do you have anything else on anything else we need to talk about before I let you go?
Well, real quick, and I think is for folks to understand the global impact. And when I say global, it's not just the day-to-day, I've got sick kids. It's the impact, the financial impact the school is going to take. We just had our count day last Friday, and because of the funding formula and how it's set up in the state of Indiana, you get paid per student. And when you have a loss per student, that's a huge impact. And one student is about $6,000. Depends on the district you're in. So, to give you an example, I'm down probably 50 kids, 49 kids. That's nearly $300,000.
Right.
That we're going to take a hit on. And when I say I'm talking Rossville. Rossville Schools is not alone. We've had a lot of students that have chosen homeschool. And there's a few that have chosen the virtual avenue. So that's a concern. Not only the impact today, but that's a ripple effect down the road.
That's exactly right. So, okay, it's something we'll have to keep an eye on.
Yep.
Okay. Jim, thanks much. Greatly appreciate the time. Best luck to you guys up there, and we'll catch you further down the line, okay?
Okay. Thanks, sir.
Thanks. Take care. Bye-bye.
Dr. Jim Hanna with Rossville Community Schools as part of the WILO and Clinton County Chamber of Commerce leading with 2020 Vision.